You know, if you don't feel like getting really personal in the DMs, you guys, just really go fucking push the 5 stars on iTunes, please.
Yeah.
That would feel reciprocal.
Yeah. It's like so much less time.
It doesn't. Like, it literally doesn't.
Renewing your plates is like so much more of a chore. This is like clipping a couple toenails. It's so quick.
No, I mean, quick. And it literally doesn't take anything away from you.
And it's going to make you feel really good.
It's just like, that's it. You just take your finger and you just go, boop.
Click them. Click it. Hit it. In a little review. So, is this a plug?
Now we're plugging.
We need your support. Patreon is coming.
Now we're going to plug it.
Okay. Were we going to wait?
We're going to have patrons.
We're going
to
have patrons.
Are you ready to be our patrons?
Would you like to support us financially?
We got socks and undies to get.
We got different tiers. One of I haven't looked at those tiers in a while. COVID hit and everything hit the fan. What are those tiers? They were funny.
They're going to be great. I don't want to say them yet.
Okay. If you want to know the funny names of our tiers.
You're going to have to come and be our patrons.
Yeah. Check us out on Patreon.
They're going to be like, great, ladies. Can you send the link?
No. Find it. Find it. I cannot text you the link unless you're my dad. Trying to say with your emojis. What are you trying to say with your emoji, Andrea?
I do a lot of hearts.
You got that yellow heart down solid. I have a power color heart too. Mine's green.
Yeah.
And
you call it a power color.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's like, what do the colors mean? The colors mean things to everybody.
Yeah, they have different vibrations. We all know that colors are vibrations. Okay.
I very much navigate to the yellow and the orange.
Uh-huh. For the heart color.
Heart color. But the red is just like, sometimes the red is really classic. Just like, it's all love.
Purple, that's me for purple, though. If purple's like this warm, are we going to break down these colors?
So
are we going to break down the vibrations?
Do you send me purple hearts?
Shit! I'm gonna.
Is this about chakras? Did I say that right?
Chakras.
Chakras. It's not sha, it's cha. Right? I'm doing a lot of unlearning.
You're doing great.
It's not chakra.
Okay.
It's chakra.
Okay. When you send me the cry face.
I do that one a lot.
You send me that cry face because you're so pumped. You're not even like really sad. You're like, oh my God, I'm so moved. Life is beautiful.
Yes.
Carpe diem.
Yes. You're like, I've never, ever explained the cry face to you and you just explained it.
Well, it's you. Perfectly. It's the cancer in you, though, too. I mean, it's like you are
pumped.
You are a cancer.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you are.
Deeply.
Deep.
I'm in it.
Cry face.
Such a big one.
Like I send you a picture of my kid and you're like.
Yeah, cry face. Cry. And I mean that shit. I am not disingenuous with my emojis.
Yeah. What do I send you if you send me a picture of your kid? 100?
No. I feel like you just say yes in all caps all the time. It's not even.
I like to just say yes. I told someone a few minutes ago, yes. It's like, can we just say yes more?
And you know, what that yes means, because it's not like an answer, a yes or no question.
That's how I feel about 100. Like, are you going to the, you know, or like,
well, it's, what are your, what, so in your frequently used emoji section on your iPhone,
you have, this is a thing.
Where's your frequently used emoji?
Oh, right here.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I've got the laughing. The clock. I've got the
the clock.
What? I don't have a clock in my, what?
What are you talking about? This, the time. This is what you mean?
Frequently used.
Yes.
Under here.
So.
Okay. Green is at the top. Who are you sending these lips to?
That's for me to know.
Okay.
My lover. My sweet angel.
Okay, I've got that beach umbrella is really in there right now.
Do you have, I've got the lion.
Yeah, I got the crab. That is not, really typical.
You're not going to ask me about this.
Which one? The shushing one?
No.
The suitcase?
No.
What is that?
We're going to talk about that later. Oh, record with Andrea just came down on my...
Nice.
On my, I love that. I, you know, for a long time, I had like 2 years.
Yeah.
Where I was in my safe zone. It's like you go to the restaurant, you just order the same shit.
Okay.
I just recently broke out into new emojis, but for a long time, I only did world.
Uh-huh. Eagle.
Heart. Dove.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic one for you.
It was like world peace. It was like my dad's license plate, Peace on Earth. It might be a tattoo someday.
Uh-huh.
You know, it
You're
was
really
just like
world. You're really going to have bumper sticker tattoos.
World emoji. All over. Emoji tattoos. Who's doing it? Who's doing the
Fess
emoji tattoo?
I want to see them.
Is it on your ass?
Are we Googling this? Google emoji? Should we Google emoji tattoos? Yeah, that cancer crab is really in there. So uh-huh. Of course, you got the lion. I've got
the rainbow.
There's a lot going on in here.
Let's see.
There's like real sadness.
Okay.
There's running.
Okay.
Oh, I like to do this one a lot.
The sparkles, like joy like, bomb. What is that? Sparkle, it's like cosmic?
Like cosmic energy for me, like.
Okay. There's hand gestures.
Someone could see the. It's kind of just.
Are
like
you like shooting? Is this Reiki? Is this a Reiki
session? You're
gonna session?
Picture me doing that every
emoji?
Time you see the sparkle. I'm just
right picture my face.
Me just like throwing it at you.
I'm getting the hit.
Oh, I like this
party.
The
party
party time? Explosion one.
Yeah.
It's more like celebrate.
Yes. Throw that in there.
It's a lot of throwing. <I know.
laughs> You yeah. wear that tennis player. Now you got me. Now you got me curious. Now I'm like, I gotta go look again.
What about the praying hands or like clapping hands? Oh, I like this one a lot. What does this
hang,
mean?
Hang
like
loose.
A hang, yeah.
Hang tight, hang loose.
Hang. Well, which one is it? Tight or loose? Depending.
Hang loose.
Tight. Hang. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No.
Emojis are fun. Who came up with that?
It's a
shit?
Whole language.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think to myself, just it's the folks just sitting down at the table.
I don't have a lot like, of anger in my emojis.
I would hope you don't. It sounds like there's a dog
Someone's,
snoring.
Is someone drilling?
Was there a drill? What is this?
I don't know what that is.
It's loud.
I have a lot of the kissing, like sending kisses emoji.
Oh, with the heart, with the kiss like, face? Uh-huh. But like...
I do a lot
okay,
of laughing.
Okay, but like...
I do a lot of laughing.
Would you really like kiss someone in that moment that you're feeling that urge to send the kiss emoji? Like if they were in front
right,
of you,
right.
would you like actually kiss them? Like actually?
I mean, I am pretty affectionate. I like kissing people.
I know,
people,
I miss touching people.
And I really miss it right now. I mean,
miss
I just like kiss people.
I kiss people too.
With their comfort
I
level.
Know, but and, I do miss being handsy with people. I'm a very affectionate
yeah.
person.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed.
I really that. Grabbed my kid's face today and mm-hmm. kissed him. I grabbed his face and I squished his lips.
Yeah,
I had to. He didn't resist it.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know. Oh, and I told him, I was like, listen. I got a kid with
cheeks, and they are just really kissable cheeks. Like, they are so soft and squishy.
I know.
You guys.
I know. Biting babies is not a bad thing.
Yeah, my affection gets really, like...
You do want to nibble a little bit. They smell like syrup.
Well, and they have all these rolls. I mean, they're just...
It's the only time... I mean, I can't say that. That's super judgmental and terrible, but it's one of the few times that society, because all shapes and sizes of people are beautiful, but culturally, globally... It is a very acceptable time to be really roly-poly.
Mm-hmm.
And just like...
We're making movement, mm-hmm. you know.
I know. Today I felt I had like a moment where I was like, I don't think that I would have... I think I would have... Like, I reached a different level of acceptance in my body this morning, getting dressed, picking out this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think last year I would have not chosen to like do this combo or something, thinking that I was going to feel self-conscious in it. And I had this mm-hmm. thing of, like, my brain recognizing my body and wanting to put it into this file of, like, not okay or judgment. And I just dismissed it. And I was like, that's garbage. And moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was one of these, again, I mentioned this earlier, it was, like, a moment where I actually... felt myself growing up, like in the moment. I was like, "Ooh, I think I just grew up."
Like I'm a woman now. Moment.
Yes. Yeah. We made it. Last weekend, I was just like, "We are women." We got there.
We're there.
We're there. It's not a question anymore of like, am I? Aren't I?
No, am we I very much up? Are. Am our I nipples not? Have am... changed. Like, the nipples are different now. We are women.
This is only based on our nipples?
Didn't have that after you gave birth to a baby?
I was 24 the very first time I did. I don't think I really... I felt like a woman. I didn't feel like a girl.
Oh, but now, you're talking like woman.
Yes! Yes!
You're not talking about, hey, little mama.
No. Woman. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
But really, you know, really okay with it.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you walk like a woman.
Yeah, not 24, who just happened to have her first kid. Who's just young as fuck.
Yeah, really bouncy.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even really remember what my breasts used to look like before all of those kids and all of that nursing. I can't even really remember. I don't care to. It's okay. But, like, it's funny, though, too, because you just didn't have a clue.
So emojis are...
Okay, back to emojis.
Are this... it's an expressive language now. And everybody has the language with it.
You're back to emojis.
But you are also getting into, like, the way you want to dress is an expression. Right?
Yeah.
What are you expressing?
It's my birthday tomorrow. That's what this outfit says.
Listen, last weekend when you put on those jeans with the bikini top and the shawl...
It was for a photo shoot. I don't just wear that.
That was a spontaneous photo shoot.
I happen to have those three items and only those three items in the trunk of the car.
They worked.
With the gold sandals.
They were beyond. Yeah, nobody really can do that.
You had on a bronze.
I had on like...
Biker short sweatsuit.
No, wasn't it? No, it was like a set.
It was a set. It's
a biker short set.
Okay. But I had like
oversized t-shirt, like
a suit feel, set suit,
set,
you know,
matching. I like the
set.
Yeah, I like the sets. I really like sets.
Yeah, you do. I get it. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do.
I love expressing myself with style. I've always loved it.
I do too. Me too.
I have
too.
A mom who does it.
Me too.
And she just always was rocking it. Yep. Like whatever she was doing, she was rocking it.
We needed those influences.
That was really good for me because I am very expressive with style.
Me too. Yes, you are.
I feel like I just love embracing and celebrating that. And I love when other people are doing it. I'm like, yes.
You look good.
Yeah. I see you.
Or just being a witness when you see someone, like, they've found an expression that is them.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think of my sweetheart with that. She's mm-hmm. good. She's really good yeah. at that.
It's just...
You know? Or kids, when kids do that.
Oh, yeah. That's such a treat when they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you know they feel good, too.
Yeah. They did that.
Yeah.
But then you just see people and you're like, you're scared. We got to get you out of these
queer
clothes.
Eye. Get the queer eye in there. I know.
You know,
I
with know. The capris.
Oh, really? Are people still doing those? Are those with those 3/4 lengths?
Is that real Wisconsin?
Is that a capris? Is that
like a soft sandal?
Oh, my God. All that says is that you don't like to get fucked. And we all know that maybe secretly you wish that you could say that you did.
No more khaki capri.
Can't. Yeah, you gotta loosen up. Take off the khaki capris. If you're listening to this right now and you happen to be one of these really nice middle-aged Wisconsin ladies and you look down and you've got khaki capris on, just laugh. Just with some soft sandals, is that what you said?
Leather, you know, no heel, you know,
flat sandal,
yeah,
strappy.
Yeah. Shit.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm going to wear so many outfits tomorrow.
Yeah, you said that. You're like, tomorrow's your birthday.
It's a birthday.
I got to have outfit changes.
We're going to have multiple changes.
That's really great to hear from one of my like 4 birthday guests because it's fucking COVID. I'm like, shit, man, pressure is high. Who are you gonna pick? You get 4. You better choose wisely. Make sure they bring lots of outfits to yeah. diversify uh-huh. and shush it up.
Zhuzh it.
I know.
Zhuzh it
that,
up.
That time you told me, that was the very first time I ever heard anybody say zhuzh. And it's you. And you said
You've
it.
You've never heard someone use zhuzh?
No, not like that.
We gotta zhuzh it up.
You said that hit me like lightning. And like all day.
What was I even talking about?
My outfit.
We're always talking about our outfits.
What I was going to wear to like the thing.
We
like,
send so many pictures to each other.
I've totally sent you pictures of me standing on my toilet, taking the selfie of the outfit yeah. with the different options. I'm like, okay, yes. It's COVID. I'm going on a picnic.
Here's my outfit.
I'm not going to see
what
anybody.
That shit never gets old for me.
Yeah, I know. It's a riot.
It's fun.
It's totally fun.
What else is expressive that just cracks us up? Music. Okay.
Music.
Music is such an expression. Yeah. I was making these playlists.
Yeah.
When COVID started, I chose not to do one in June. And now I'm just like, it's still summer. I got to put out like a summer mix.
Yeah.
So I've put it together.
Yeah.
And I got to get that. Get
do you
want to
name, you should want to name drop some artists right now that we're all really getting into?
Ooh. Okay. Who are we getting into? I don't think I'm really on the scene. I mean,
okay, well, I just want to tell you about an album that I discovered today that I didn't know about.
Okay.
Nina Simone and Lauryn Hill.
What?
I didn't know that this existed.
Until a whole album. Or just
it's an album of
mixes
of Lauryn Hill redoing
Nina Simone songs.
Yeah. And, like, putting her shit... You didn't know about this?
When was that release?
I don't know. I found it today because it's my birthday tomorrow and all this special shit is just going to really hit me hard. And so...
Yeah.
I had it on. The kids came over for BLTs and mango lassies, homemade mango lassies.
Ooh, nice.
I love hearing my little kid say cardamom.
Yeah, cardamom.
I'm like, can you just say it a couple more times, please?
Yeah,
so I can get my kicks, so I can get my rush.
Yeah.
So the whole while I'm in the kitchen, it's like 90 degrees. I got the oven on for the bacon because that's how I like to do bacon.
Yep. Yep.
The stove is just, I'm like, what? Why are we doing it?
No,
the stove?
We put it in the oven.
Put it in
hot,
the oven.
450. Get it in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had this album on, and I just kept checking in. I was like, everybody enjoying the music? Okay, this is Lauryn Hill and Nina Simone. Everybody listening, you got
really
those voices
listen.
Down. This is what Mama grew up on.
Yeah.
And so now you need to really pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute.
I was thinking about how much I grew up on, like, Tracy Chapman.
I had Tracy on today, but
Eric Clapton.
Oh.
Madonna, of course, but like Janet and just fucking Toni Braxton.
I put on some Janis Joplin this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I was like, all right, tomorrow's my birthday. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And I was like, how about some Janis Joplin?
Yeah. I really
while
pull
I
out.
This lunch.
I'll pull out like 90s R&B.
Yeah, like, you do that well. You do that well.
Oh my God, I came across, well, you know I love SWV.
Yes.
I get so, no, yeah, that's
yes.
them. Is that them?
Yeah. Yes, pretty sure it is. Now you're going to double check.
Is that SWV? God, I'm having such a white girl moment with this. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control when something takes on me. Yeah. Or I'm so into you. Or how about Monica? Don't take it personal. Do you remember that song?
No.
It's just one of them days that a girl goes. This is so 90s. You
Monica,
do not remember that? Don't take
wonder,
it
what
personal.
What was the video? Do you remember the video? You know, I was in VHS.
She probably was in the city walking around.
I know.
You know?
VH1 and MTV.
Or just like sitting in a corner like really with the hands crossed on the chest. Like you're hugging yourself.
Yeah.
By a window.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I introduced my oldest.
You have so much to say. So much to say.
I introduced my oldest to Tori Amos this week.
Really?
And she was really in it.
Nice.
I was
okay.
Like, yeah, it's Tori.
Uh-huh. Jewel, we've talked about this before. Who? What else are you listening to now? Anybody else? I'm on an Alicia Keys.
You know, I like Harry Styles.
Who?
I like Harry Styles.
Is that a new guy?
Well, he was part of a band, like a boy group.
Okay.
A young man group.
Okay.
But
okay.
Not boys.
Okay.
We are so in our late 30s, you guys. Just really hang in there with us.
Oh, shit.
But then I'll really turn on, like, Ray Charles.
Good one. I know. Will you be the DJ tomorrow a little bit?
Yeah, you know I will always do the DJ.
Bring your boombox.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What else? What else is funny?
When it comes to
what? You went on this, like, let's talk about expression theme. Next thing I knew, we had a theme. Like, we always do a check-in of, like, are we going to do a theme? Are we going to have a focus?
It just kind of comes up to the surface.
You wanted to stay there.
What, with the expressions?
You lighted your hair. You colored your, what do we say? Lighted your hair today? You colored your hair?
Highlighted.
Highlighted? I don't know these words, Andrea.
You've never been to a salon.
It's been like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have been to a salon. I've never had my hair
highlighted
in a salon. I dyed it with those boxes.
Yeah. Right. Boxed. Yeah. Box hair.
In high school.
Right. What did you do?
I did like a red.
Ooh.
Like a dark, deep. It looked good.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was great. Like 18, 19. The thing is
you have such gorgeous natural brown hair that you don't need to do
anything. Yeah, I love these grays coming in. I'm just like, why are people getting rid of these? I'm like embracing, but maybe that's just that really like, I just want to grow up and be a wise old sage woman and just like, who's just like so resilient and makes really good food.
And who's
like,
always naked.
And who's always naked and who's just like lived a really fucking badass life.
Yeah.
So the grays, I'm just like, yes.
Yeah. I haven't seen any grays.
On me?
I haven't found any.
Yeah. I got a lot just this year.
Yeah.
Why aren't you looking at them?
I don't know.
We're talking about them. Can you look at them, please?
You really? God damn it. Every time you inhale with these masks. Look at this. Look at how scary this looks.
I fucking play soccer in these things. What the fuck? If I faint, we all know why. It's not because I smoked weed for 20 years, all right? Jesus.
Okay, I'll acknowledge the grace. Hold on. Yeah.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, you can. Yes.
Aren't they great?
Of course. Why would I? I wouldn't think of it otherwise. I love them. Differently.
So pleased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got that. Now we got that established.
That's funny.
I gotta like. How are you guys holding up?
Shit.
The masks. I know. We can do this, you guys. We can do hard things.
I'm not gonna have a choice.
We can do hard things.
And it's all perspective. And mm-hmm. I do have moments where I'm like, this isn't hard.
No, it's not.
It's not hard.
It's not.
And we're gonna grow so much. We're gonna grow so much. We're growing.
We came to a tipping point. We came to many tipping points.
It's evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's conscious evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness evolution.
Mm-hmm. So.
It is a tipping point.
I mean, we just can really pivot sometimes to going right back into the.
Philosophy?
Yeah. Philosophizing.
Philosophizing? That's an easy
falafels.
One. That's an easy one for me to say. I've said it a lot. Philosophizing.
I thought it was something else.
Philosophizing. Philosophy.
Phil.
Philosophizing.
Phil.
Phil.
Phil, you're way too fucking serious.
Dr. Phil?
Oh.
What are we talking about, Phil? Who's Phil?
Philosophy is Phil.
Now I got your joke.
We're talking with Phil.
We're talking with Phil. Now I got the joke. But I'm fucked.
Dr. Phil.
I was like.
My dad brings him up. I'm like, okay.
What?
Yeah, my dad will watch Dr. Phil.
What's Dr. Phil? What's your dad saying about Dr. Phil?
Just like, it was really sweet.
Okay.
He talked about. One day he just mentioned real gently and sweetly just how important it is for your children to have like a relationship with you or something. You know, something along this like.
Oh, nice. Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Present.
Yeah.
Your dad said this.
Yeah. And it had to do with like same sex stuff too. And he was just like, it's, you know, kids just, they need their parents. And like.
Nice.
It was real sweet.
And then was there a Dr. Phil reference?
Well, it was on Dr. Phil. He was like, I was really into this conversation on Dr. Phil today.
That is so great. Your dad would love our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad listens sometimes.
Yeah. My dad, I just put our podcast on his phone recently. I don't know if he'll listen.
Shout out to Sam.
Yeah.
Thanks Sam for listening, and Scott. Dad. If you catch this one. Why don't you guys want us to know who you are? What? I don't get it.
Why are you talking to all of our listeners?
I'm talking to the ones that we know.
Mm. How do you know this information?
That we have relationships with? Like, I just think it's interesting when people come and they're like, we find out, like, that they've been listening or they, but we haven't. I don't know. It just feels like I want this to be, maybe this is about a need of mine. Okay, let me drop in and just really ask myself, like, what do I need right now?
Phil, this isn't about you at the moment. Just, you know this I is mean? About.
This is about me and my needs or something. Yeah. I'm not sure. We're going to find out.
Okay.
I think I just want this relationship to not feel so one way. I need it to feel reciprocated.
And what would that look like for you?
And mutual. Maybe just a DM of like, great show, ladies. That would fill my need for feeling seen and heard. And like, I know who's listening. I don't know. It's also vulnerable too of like, who's hearing all of this banter?
Right.
Who is putting up with this banter?
Who's proud of us?
Who's proud of us? We know you're out there because the screen says so. we know you're also listening.
Also, we have analytics. Yeah. And we know when you stop listening.
Do we know that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like... We know, you guys.
Yeah. So you can't hide. We don't want to give them too much information.
Why are we at the center of your universe? What's going on?
DM us.
We need a lot more.
I think
from
I
you.
Just learned like last week what that meant, probably.
I really enjoy seeing our legs together like this.
Yeah.
On the floor with the ankles crossed again.
Yeah, cash. Cash.
That is hilarious that you really want reciprocation.
I just want to know who's listening. That's all. I thought you
were okay with not knowing.
I mean, to some point, like, I don't care. Strangers, I'm very happy for you. Maybe we'll run into each other someday at a live show. We'll find out. But, like, people that I know or, like, maybe haven't seen for 20 years, but Matt Newman, we know you're out there.
Why would you do
We saw the news that you're following us now. So... Whoever
you with the name dropping, you do so much name dropping.
Is it out of line? You can't win in this world. Too much name dropping, not enough. You just have this whole bit about the social media. You can't win. Too much Patreon.
Everybody,
not
you
enough.
Make sure everybody's comfortable.
Who's judging who?
Who's judging? Why are they judging? Who's this going to be okay with?
What does this make you
feel?
Who is
this going to be upset?
Why are you so uncomfortable?
Just really do, I mean, it's a whole people-pleasing trap.
I know. Is your closet color coordinated? I'm looking at a rainbow.
You already know that. I have a color-coordinated closet.
You are on it, honey. You are got a tight ship.
Or maybe I'm uptight.
Maybe you're uptight. How can I support you? Do you not want to be uptight? Or is it comfortable for you?
I don't know if I'm uptight. I actually think it's another way to express myself.
I'm sure you do. Like your pantry. Is your pantry uptight?
It gets shuffled around.
Yeah.
You know? And then I'll come back to it and tidy it up.
Yeah. That's good, though. That's good.
God, don't psychoanalyze my color coordinated... Can we stop psychoanalyzing everybody?
I'm jealous. I you inspire me.
No,
I'm feeling like a real slob right now.
See, why are you doing that? You're doing you, and I'm doing me.
Can I feel like a slob without judgment? Can I be comfortable?
Let me psychoanalyze you.
In my
self-critical.
In my creative process.
Don't you feel like that's happening all the time now? Just everybody's just inside. They're just psychoanalyzing everybody.
Yeah. If you're not Marie Kondo, you suck. Okay. You're a slob, basically.
Maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you like saying that to people?
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean? That's like really, you really want to know that people understand.
Know what I mean? Well, there's a funny story.
It's like, it's basically saying, you think like this too, right?
I mean, I've got a little like inside joke about that.
Okay, okay.
With my sweetheart farmer.
Yeah.
And she often asks me if I know what she means when she's talking about something that I don't know what she means. And I say, like, I can say, yeah, sure, you know, honey, yeah, just to, like, be a good conversationalist. But just so you know, just for the record, like,
I don't know what you mean.
Don't fucking know what you mean. I don't know about any of this shit, you know? And then we really had to break it all down.
Yeah.
And have a good laugh about it.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's a real Wisco thing to say. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, love.
You gonna wrap this shit up?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
I wonder the...
You're gonna have to give me some warning on the name dropping.
Oh, shit. Are we gonna have to take out a couple of these? How can I... What do you want me to text you?
Give me a list.
You're a hard cookie to please. All right, are you comfortable now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable being uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Embrace it.
I'm trying to do that.
Embrace it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing that?
Yeah.
Listeners that we would like a reciprocal relationship with?
Right. Getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. I am.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, I fake it till I make it. What choice do you have?
We have a lot of choices.
I guess we do, but I'm choosing yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. You're right. You're done.
Express yourselves, loves. Go out there and express yourselves.
Have fun.
Be good to each other.
Drink some water.